This bank, built in 1835 in nearby Thompson, Connecticut, is an elegant little brick structure with wooden columns in front, built in fashionable imitation of an ancient Greek temple. Classical style elements are echoed in the interior as well. With its solid masonry construction and heavy iron doors and shutters, it conveys an image of safety and security, not only from theft, but also from the greater threat of fire. Inside, a solid granite vault with double iron doors provides even greater security for the bank's assets and all-important records. The bank was indeed a temple of commerce, one of New England's growing number of commercial banks, which loaned money to promote rural industry and trade in the early 1800s. Local businessmen and prosperous farmers with money to invest petitioned state legislatures for charters to organize banks. These banks typically did not offer mortgages or savings and checking accounts, but instead sold stock to investors and used that money to make short-term business loans. Interest was fixed by law at 6%. Craftsmen with orders to fill, storekeepers, and textile or shoe manufacturers were all likely borrowers. Banks were also permitted to issue their own paper banknotes, which made up most of the money in circulation at that time, since the government did not print paper money until the 1860s.